Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again, tonight I think we might have bit off a little bit more than we can chew.
Yeah, my mouth isn't full yet.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got 1, 2, 3, we have 11 people in here from Second Chance Brewing. Is there anyone mining the tasting room right now, really?
No. This is our whole team.
We've got Curtis, Craig, Ben, Sarah joining us. These two here to my left both have beards, so I imagine they make beer.
Can confirm.
Curtis has less of a beard. It's more of a Van Dyke / Shadow beard. So he's probably more on the sales management end.
Nailed it.
And then Sarah's the bubbling personality. I think she's either doing sales or tasting room.
We do call her Beardless Sarah. That's weird that you knew that. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
All right. So since this is a beer program, let's please start off with a beer. It's kind of a world famous beer for you guys. I mean, this is one of the first ones that came off the line at Second Chance when you opened up. How long ago?
September 2015 up in Carmel Mountain, our original tasting room brewery. We also have the Satellite in North Park that has since opened. But this is Mulligan.
So this is a style of beer. An Irish red ale that actually got me to fall in love with craft beer. And to be quite honest with you, when you go from drinking the champagne of beers to a beer of this color, I was kind of stunned. I was expecting more bitterness, but I was blown away. This is definitely entry-level craft beer, very friendly for anybody, and I will always recommend it for someone that is looking for something on the lighter side.
There's a lot more malt. There's a lot more body to it. You get flavor. There's that roastiness. There's also a little dryness to it.
And that caramel character.
You know, people write off amber beers, red ales as boring. This is the most delicious red ale I've ever had. I will say this right now.
Well, Ken, you constantly gush about this beer.
Yeah, this beer is fantastic. It's full of flavor, but incredibly smooth, easy to drink. Like you guys mentioned, lots of caramel notes. For having rich flavor, it's still incredibly smooth and doesn't sit heavy on the palate, much like our porter that Ken enjoys.
No, it says amber ale on the can. It used to be classified as an Irish red, but now is that just marketing?
It is still an Irish red. Like, we haven't altered the recipe. We just found that people were more receptive to, you were mentioning earlier, like calling it red ale, amber ale, Irish red. This beer is on par for us yearly and has been consistently to, at least on draft here in San Diego, IPA town, we go through about this same amount that we do our IPA. That's how well known
really?
We are for this style. Absolutely. Yeah. People love this beer. People love this beer.
And as you can tell by Ken rubbing up on your shoulder, he loves you.
Oh, well,
so, you know. We're going to
we're rubbing shoulders here.
He's gushing over there.
He really is.
I'm going to polish off Mulligan. We're going to start the program off by request. Sarah wants some Beastie Boys. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, could you have not invited one or two more people to join us?
I tried. Yeah, I invited everybody from my Bible study group, and these are the ones who showed up.
Ken, you haven't been to Bible study in at least 3 decades.
It's a euphemism, Jeremy. Use your imagination.
So tonight, outside of Ken's church group, I guess, yeah, you consider Second Chance Brewing your semi-church.
I've worshipped there many times.
We've got Curtis, Craig, Ben, Sarah in the studio. Which of their locations do you go to? Because you guys only have, like, what, two rooms, two places?
Yeah, we have two here in town. Yeah, we have North Park on 30th Street, and then we have the main brewery tap room, which is up in Carmel Mountain Ranch, Bernardo. We're right around the corner from the Costco in Carmel Mountain Ranch.
That's where I go because I'm old and I live in North County.
There we go.
And I buy dog food at Costco.
They also carry Second Chance beer.
More on that soon. That's a sneak peek as to what we'll be talking about later.
Moron. He called you a moron.
I'm used
moron,
to it.
Comma, that later.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm very concerned with. What you just poured out in my glass, because it looks yellow, smells like coffee. This is one of those golden stouts.
You're close. You're on the right track. This is our coffee IPA. I'll let the boys talk about it. It's a cult classic.
Yes. Coffee IPA.
Coffee IPA.
So this is a brainchild of Marty Mendiola's. We did a lot of experimentation with different coffees. We found a coffee. It's from Mostra. Shout out Mostra. A highly acidic coffee that has played so well with our IPA. A lot of citrus notes in our IPA, and somehow this coffee has really just exemplified that beer and has become very balanced. It's a fan favorite. It keeps people coming back to our tasting room for sure.
I think you nailed it right there. Just drinking it, it's balanced. I was really expecting it to be like a coffee pail that had way too much coffee in it. This has got just the right amount of IPA to coffee characteristics. Not one dominates my palate, but I know they're both there, kind of living harmoniously Smurfs.
Yeah. Like two little Smurfs. Earthy Smurf and citrus Smurf.
Is Ken having a stroke? I mean, you're right. Like we use the phrase unexpected harmony, and that is because that is what we're going for, like you said earlier. Like a great mix of the hop profile that plays well, like the bitterness from the hops, bitterness from the coffee, but also the roastiness of the coffee, and the balance that we strike is quite nice, in my opinion. I enjoy it thoroughly.
This is a beer drinker's vodka Red Bull.
It's also the beer that has taken me out of the deepest pits of a hangover, and you crack one of these. Like, next time you have a hangover and you think you're going to drink a Pacifico, you crack open a Caesar coffee, and you will feel 110 times better.
Yeah. If it's 8 a.m. and you're like, should I be drinking a beer right now?
The answer is yes, and the answer is seize the coffee.
Well, yeah. Well, this is a total brunch beer.
Oh, it's a brunch beer for sure.
And it comes in a perfect pint-sized can.
Yeah.
You didn't short me with a stubby one on this one. I want to drink this beer.
We do all our special limited stuff in 16-ounce 4-packs, so we brew it often for our tap rooms. But we can it once a year at this point, so you know that could change. But for now, it's like a get it while you see it.
Well, my glass is empty, so Ken's gonna grab that can.
There we go.
We're gonna split that, take a break, and since we were talking about this being a vodka Red Bull for the Brewers, I think some Metallica is due.
Marty,
The music is on point. The off-air references to Marty just right alongside it is the rock and roll happy hour, Alt 94.9, as we drink with our friends from Second Chance Brewing, Curtis, Craig, Ben, and Sarah.
Marty,
awesome.
Miss him.
If you don't know, Marty is one of the founders of Second Chance. He's definitely the...
He is the guru.
He's the iconic beer guy, number one. Yeah.
Yes.
An absolute artist in every aspect.
Yeah.
We just love working with him. Yeah, just the best.
Yeah, he does Tai Chi. We'll come in the morning. Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah.
He taught me Tai Chi.
We do Tai Chi
never
in the mornings.
Knew it before.
You guys do Tai Chi before you start your day?
Marty does.
Yeah, oftentimes.
We
watch.
Let me ask you this. Does he wear yoga pants while he's doing Tai Chi?
Only if you ask him nicely.
Lululemon, if you're out there, Marty Mendiola.
Yeah. I smell a potential partnership. Yeah.
He's got his signature Second Chance brand.
I know. Yeah.
It's the Marty pant.
Yeah.
The Marty pant.
But you know what? I don't feel sorry for him. He's in Mexico enjoying his time. We are enjoying his beer.
Absolutely.
Just wrapped up the Seize the Coffee. Had the Mulligan Amber to start off the program. And now you alluded to this big beer earlier. And I can smell that this is, I mean, we're going into double IPA territory. And I'm a happy man.
I just want to say the name. I'll let these guys discuss it. Double Dank, 8.8%.
Yeehaw. The destination is maybe double drunk, depending on how many of these you drink.
So this is a beer that we did in collaboration with Yakima Chief Hops. 9 different breweries around town did collabs with them on the same day, and there will be an event that all of these beers will be brought into one room.
Were they all double IPAs? Or
no, they're all different styles.
Okay, yeah, all different.
So, yeah.
So we're absolutely excited about this beer. In my humble opinion, one of the finest double IPAs we produce, if not the best double IPA that we have at Second Chance to date.
Agreed.
The magic thing about this beer is we brewed it with a lot of the hazy hops, you know, the tropical fruity notes that you're used to. You mentioned Mosaic earlier.
When you poured it out, I thought, uh-oh, here comes a Mosaic double IPA.
You smell it, and it's a juice bomb, but it's perfectly clear, and it's basically a hazy beer minus the haze. It's a West Coast style malt bill brewed with hazy hops, and it's tropical, fruity, just the right amount of bitterness. It's incredible to me.
It's got some IBUs to it. I mean, there is that wake up bitterness at the end.
But it doesn't make it not drinkable. This is
It's a dry beer at 8.8%. It's really an incredible beer. It drinks like a 5.5-6% beer.
8.8. Sorry, I didn't know.
And here's where that dryness on the back end. It feels like an old school West Coast IPA that you have those bittering hops on the back end. But with you, it's almost like this combination of hops and alcohol that produce that stringency. You can't perceive that it's almost 9%.
This beer just hit the keg 2 days ago, and I literally patted my liver and said, I hope you're ready for this, pal, because I knew.
This is going to be a limited tasting room only kind of deal, right?
No, it'll definitely be around town in addition to our tasting rooms.
Destination Double Dank. Yes.
Triple D.
Triple D.
There's a gentleman next door that we need to share this beer with, so since we're heading someplace, let's go to the jungle. It's a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9. Can, avert your eyes, sir. You don't get to look at this beer can.
Oh,
you aren't worthy of the beer we're about to drink.
I don't need to look at this can because I dream about it every night. It's burned into my brain.
That's like one of the world's worst pickup lines. We'll go with that. It's the rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy, as always, with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Our friends from Second Chance Brewing, Craig, Curtis, Ben, and Sarah have joined us. We've been enjoying some really good wares. Their destination double dank, but also, you know, there's Seize the Coffee IPA, there's the Mulligan Amber. Now, this beer, I don't know if there's a beer in the history of the world that compares to this beer, because every time you enter it into GABF, you take home gold.
It's done pretty well. It has won three gold medals in the last 4 years. It won 2016, 2017, and 2019 best porter in the country for robust porter at Great American Beer Festival. I don't think any beer in any category in the history of Great American Beer Festival has done three gold medals in 4 years ever.
Ken, would you like to pull back the curtain and reveal what the beer we're about to drink is?
It is Tabula Rasa Toasted Porter.
Wow, we got a golf clap.
Could you all just stop talking for a second? I'm enjoying this beer.
Everyone, pinkies out.
All right, pinkies out.
We love this beer. We drink it a lot. We're glad that a lot of other people also find it near and dear to their hearts. It's a fantastic beer. It's full of flavor. It does not sit heavy on your palate. 6.2%. Not a heavy beer for being dark in color. Incredibly flavorful with roasty notes, chocolatey notes. It is just, I love this beer.
It's a porter that people can drink during the day, and it has a body that will not make it all sit in your stomach and be like, eh.
This to me ties back into, though, what you guys have done with Mulligan. You've taken a red ale. You've taken a porter. Both styles that helped kickstart the craft beer revolution like 30 years ago, but have kind of become sort of dusty old chestnuts. For people who have written off ambers and porters as just a thing of the past, get over it. Both of these beers are just exquisite beyond words.
So we've spent a lot of time gilding the lily. Now, you can get this beer in your tasting room. We know that. But you obviously have this in cans.
This is one of our 5-year-round beers that you can get in 12-ounce six-packs. Most retailers in the city, I mean, whether it's Whole Foods, Lazy Acres, Barron's, Bristol Farms, Bottlecraft, BevMo, you can find this beer pretty much anywhere in San Diego. And if they don't have it, look at them like they're weird and ask them to get it. End of story. Mic drop.
Please and thanks. Like a true salesman. We're going to take a break there. And, you know, since this beer is so fantastic, you have a twist on that, which we'll end the program with. After some Rex Orange County, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Marty!
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. The Marty's still coming out of the back as we drink with Second Chance Brewing. We're going to end the program with a twist. You take a perfect beer and then you turn it 90 degrees. Why? Why the need to do this to this beer?
Because that's how you second chance.
Oh. Oh. Sarah nailed it!
The story goes like this. Listen up, children. Gather around the campfire.
Tell us.
Maybe 6 months after we opened, Marty and I were having a conversation about a lot of the bigger, bolder, dark beers in town. That's all I'll say. Some good, some bad. Again, it's preference. You like what you like. But one day when we were talking about all of those styles that are becoming popular, basically what I said was like, let's brew one our way or let's stop talking about it. So out of that conversation came this beer called Coco Rasa. We take Tabula Rasa, the beer that we just talked about, our amazing porter, and we add toasted fresh coconut, cocoa nibs, and vanilla beans, and it is decadent AF.
No, this is freaking ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is the knuckle biter of beers.
It's fantastic.
That's what Jeremy just did.
Do you want to see, literally, as you were talking about it, I took a sip, and to keep my mouth shut, I had to bite my hand.
It is silky smooth. You get, obviously, a lot of flavor from Tabula Rasa, but then you add the toasted coconut, cocoa nibs, and vanilla beans, and it's silky, it's decadent, there's zero added sugars. It is just flavorful and smooth and wonderful, and I love it. End of story.
A beer that we're absolutely proud of.
Yeah, this is a beer where people come into the tasting room and they're like, I don't like beer, and our beer tenders are like, all right, we're going to find a beer that you like, and this is one of them. And
but you know what's miraculous about this in this world of 10% pastry stouts is that you've got all the flavor from those over-the-top boozy monsters.
And it's still crushable.
We've been brewing this beer for almost 4 years now. This is the first time we've ever canned it, and it is now available at our tasting rooms, but more importantly, it's in a variety pack at Costco, and it is sublime.
Please tell me this is going to be a once-and-done kind of deal on the packaging, because I would love to see this more regularly. Also, I'm not even going to let you finish.
Yep.
Yo. Taylor, I'm going to let you finish.
My turn.
This really deserves, like, not only to have this can beer on a regular basis, but it also deserves like a limited edition bottle barrel aged release.
Yeah. We actually have been talking about barrel aged versions of this beer, and I hope that happens in the future. We will definitely be canning this beer again. I can't say when, but it is a fan favorite and has been since we started brewing it in our tap rooms. I will say, I actually just spoke to somebody yesterday who we are starting in our North Park Beer Lounge. We are starting coffee in the morning with Parabola Coffee, a local roaster who's fantastic. So in the next 3 weeks, we're going to be opening in the morning at our beer lounge for coffee in the morning with our roaster. And Victor, who started Parabola, his girlfriend, she was like, listen, I'd never drank beer, and then I drank Coca Rossa, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. And she was like, I love this beer. It is just, I don't know what it is. It's outstanding. And she literally just told me that last night. It makes me feel so good.
I think what really stands out against this beer is you've already taken an amazing gold medal winning beer, and you've thrown ingredients that could be overtaking the beer if you did them too much, but you're getting just enough coconut. You're getting just enough chocolate. You're getting just enough vanilla. It's all this harmonious balance of flavor against a beer that is already fantastic.
Yeah. Jeremy, I've never loved you more than I do right now. That was beautiful.
Well, you know what? Considering that the Love Fest continues, I think it's time we wrap this up. And there's only one song I can think about. We're going to end with some Barry White because, you know,
okay,
I can't get enough of your love, babe.
Marty! Yeah!
Marty! We'll see you next Friday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.